Scott Collins with Fox 17 News, and knowledge is power, and that's why I listen to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
You're so smart. He is a really good friend, man, from way, way back. And I tell him, Axe, when I see him when he comes up to the fundraiser, He looks exactly the same, baby face.
Yeah.
You know, his hair might have changed, but everything else looks exactly the same. And having a baby face
helps.
25 or 30 years later is a good thing. Yeah. Anyway, let me say hello to Nash Avila. Oh, of our beautiful people. You're just everywhere out there, floating around. Cloudy, overcast. And also, hey to the global audience listening at WFSKFM.org or wherever you find your streaming services. We're happy to have you with us today as well from whatever time zone you reside in. Now, we have some news headlines, a few issues of the day, blah, la 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 la, la 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 la. And that's coming up this hour. And next hour is the authors that are coming back, and I told them, because this subject is ongoing, that I was going to have them back, and that is the couple, Marjorie and Errol Gibbs. I think it was about a year ago, it might have been.
Yeah, about a year.
We spent some time drilling down on happiness, an optimum happiness. So many people are unhappy for various reasons, and we got down to in the roots to discuss what happiness is, because everybody's definition is certainly different. And to those that think it's money, well, those that think it's things and stuff, well, those that, you know, look at the other side and say, my, that grass show is pretty over there. Well, so we'll be dwelling on that for a little bit of time today. Or they might be looking, saying, you sure got a lot of friends on Facebook. Well, you know, is that happiness? What defines happiness to you? So that will be, if you love Jesus and you know him, clap your hands. Is that making, are people happy?
That's
even
true.
Though they have him? Are you happy? Christians? Huh? I'm talking to you. Yes, I am. Y'all can frown up just like everybody else, can't you? Oh, yes, you can. Poke out your lips and all that stuff, just like everybody else. So, anyway, we'll be having that discussion with them on the pursuit of optimum happiness and the center, the rings, the whole thing and layers that lead to it. And hopefully some people have found the happy place, you know, I think.
Yeah.
You had a happy place this week. You were in the big
Las Vegas.
Big thing, yeah. Big to-do thing.
Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated.
Oh, you was in the male testosterone conference, huh?
Yeah.
And was it nice?
It was. A lot of them are leaving out this morning, but yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did you all tackle any issues, or did you just
quite a few?
Really?
Quite a few.
Such as?
How to strengthen our communities, how to...
How are we going to do it?
Well, we talked about that. I mean, there are different parts, but part of it is taking more time out to be mentors in our communities, supporting...
Did anybody say anything about taking care of your own children?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Oh, good.
Okay. As a matter of fact, yes. That came from the international president. It sure did.
Good. Because if that is not at the center of the discussion in an all-male group, I don't know what is.
That was one of the main focal points. So, yeah.
What was the reaction?
Well, I mean, you know, we got applause. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but the message is to make sure that, you know, to be better men, better serving men.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you never have been exposed to one or around one or don't know any, it's hard to be that.
Yeah. Because, our international, he talked about how he never knew his father and the impact that had on his life.
Wow.
And, you know, how it was his pastor who, I think he said when he was about 14, he had a lot of anger. And so, but then, you know, his pastor told him about, you know, God being his father.
Sure.
And that helped fill the void. But that is part of what he was trying to relay, was that, you know, we've got, you know, your people out there you have to help and be mentors to and things
definitely
of that nature. So,
definitely.
Yeah.
And I just wish, you know, that even though the brethren know that this is a major issue, that they wouldn't perpetuate it, you know, and do something, make that because that's generational.
It is.
You know, black men, I can remember my granny and her twin, they went off searching for their daddy.
Yeah.
And I still don't know to this day. Yeah. We know his name.
Yeah.
Have a picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
But my great-grandfather never met him.
Wow.
Never.
Yeah.
My mom's dad, biological.
Yeah.
Never saw him either.
Yeah.
See? So, I mean, you know, and I just think that it's time for that. Some people might call it a curse in the black community, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, these men, you know, black men, this neglect their children. I'm not saying that the black men own all the shares on it, but they own a lot of shares on it, and have you know, children that they've never encountered that are longing to at least, you know, see, you know, your, or you know, something about you. You know, because that's you came from that. So, and to not be thought about, wanted, or anything else, that's horrible. I couldn't imagine that. So, there's a lot that the brethren, what else did they talk about?
Well, helping to economically impact our communities.
Mm-hmm.
And being in places where the Fortune 500, being able to make sure that we're placed in these areas so that we can better help our people and our communities.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like that was a very important thing for us to do. Not saying that we aren't there, but part of the purpose is when you rise to certain levels, you know, in your profession, is to make sure that you reach back and help someone else climb that ladder as well, and having more of a focal point on doing that as well.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Or once you get in positions of power and authority, just don't turn your back on.
Yeah, don't be an Omarosa.
Right.
Don't be an Omarosa. Right. Don't slam the door.
Right.
Say, nah.
Until you need folk, and then you come running to the NAACP, as I know the NAACP knows so well.
Or Clarence Thomas.
Right, right. I'm black until I get there, and once I'm there, I don't know.
Yeah,
those
let me
people.
Pull this ladder up.
Break the wrongs off the ladder.
Yeah.
So I mean, and you know, you see that happening just way too much.
Yeah.
And people know that's the issue, and you know, or they get in positions of power and authority, and know things inside that system or whatever that could benefit the community, and don't tell nobody.
Yeah.
I think that's terrible. Now, I do want to, as I'm thinking about that, I do think I like what Mr. Gentry did.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he got in his role as the clerk mm-hmm. over there, the criminal
clerk. That's
right.
That's right.
And then went out and tried to help people gain information on how to get the voting rights mm-hmm. restored. Now, that to me is what, you know, when the Lord has blessed you and put you in the spot, and you know it's a burning issue in the community, address it.
Yeah.
Now, I respect that, you know, because I think that's what's missing.
Yeah, and he's been outspoken and visible about it and unapologetic about helping people, right. And I think that's what we need.
Because he didn't
more.
Have to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
He could have got the check and went
just
out.
Said, hey, that's it. I'm good.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
But he's not done
right.
that.
Because I can name a whole bunch yeah. of high-profile black folk I don't yeah. see doing, yeah. you know. What is the man, and I know I don't want to get my lights cut out, but what does the man do in NES?
Oh, really?
He's the highest paid metro government.
That's a good question.
He's about.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm just asking. I say I ain't conjuring up okay. nothing. I'm just simply asking the question. Because, I mean, you know, I.
Yeah.
And some people say they like to do things quietly.
Right.
So if it's quiet, I'm just wondering.
Well, maybe we should still feel the impact, though, right?
Or see it or hear about it yeah. somewhere.
Like, oh.
And I don't even need to see it on social media. Yeah.
You should be able to feel the impact.
When I went to the thing, I saw him over there at, I think it was last year, at Mr. Gentry at the, it was at a political rally thing, forum.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an area where he was taking them to help them. You know, give them the information, and you know, had the team of people up on the issue to help people get, you know, I just think that's really good. And so the question would be, you know, as our community, you know, there's people that have been straight blessed in Nashville. So, you know, what's up? Because I know people call on me for everything.
What are they doing now? That's the title of a set. What are they doing now?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, what's up? So, you know, that was just unsolicited thoughts. And I'm not saying anything. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. And I'm not putting it in reverse. I'm just making an observation, which is, you know, what I do. I make observations. So maybe there's some things that are happening that there's some other judges and stuff that I, you know, that I used to, that, I don't see doing, and they very well could be deacons or, you know, Sunday school teachers.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm saying a visible, huge,
yeah.
burning community issue,
yeah,
burning. And, you know, the criminal justice system issues are ongoing.
They sure are.
And that's one that's going to take a long time to tackle. So that's just my thought on it. Anyway, we got a big week ahead or nothing?
Well,
I said let it be quiet.
I think it's still other than what your show on Wednesday. I think it's going to be a pretty quiet week.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Now I just want to mention this because I haven't gone on and on about it, but just another reminder that the official. Music City Jazz Festival was canceled, postponed 2.5, almost 3 weeks ago. And we still have, sold tickets here to the festival. And we still have some people that we want to get your refund to you. Please contact the station so that, because your refund, if you bought the tickets from this station, is going to be responsible for you getting you back yours, because the commerce was done here mm-hmm. and we're going to return it back to you. But I need to know some. I have a few names, but some of the names I do not have, and I would like for you all to please contact the office during regular business hours at 615-329-8754, and we'll get your name and phone number and all that stuff, your contact information, and then get the necessary things done to get you your money back. Everybody is getting their monies back through the various channels. If you bought them online at on the MusicCityJazzFestival.com website, that is coming through the Somerset Jazz office, and they are responding to the thousands of emails they got and are with the ticket company. The ticket company is reissuing back the refunds. So knowing that that's the case, I would say it's a quiet week going to be, hopefully, for us here. We have had a busy and active summer. And I was thinking about, you know, I've been asked a lot of times about the fall drive, and a lot of people are interested.
It's in just about around the corner.
I know, don't remind me. I just go from thing to thing. So, you know, we're expecting a lot of goodwill and a lot of love from people during the fall drive. And people love it because it's fun. And it's important for the station because we raise important money for WFSK. And this is when we get to see the people and be with them. And above all, have them come and tell the community why it's important to support WFSK. We are just, you know, so happy to see how things have come out here over the years, and without y'all's love and support, and of course your prayers, and all the preachers done prayed up in here. Hadn't it been about a couple hundred we have had over the years that have lifted up this work and the things that are done. Speaking of that, next Sunday is Roundtable.
It sure is.
Have you already printed out the who's coming?
Not yet. There are two pastors that I'm about to reach out to that have been asking about the show. And
oh,
so I'm just going to get their confirmation. Yeah.
Glory.
I have a feeling it's going to be two women.
Oh, well, amen.
Yeah.
Well, blessed Jesus. That's nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wonderful. Okay. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know who
it is. I think it's been
yet.
A while since it's been two women who that are just not associated with, you know, like
Woman
at the Cross or.
Oh, yeah.
But just talk in general about ministry.
Well,
and just,
I'm fired up for Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that would be nice. Look forward to finding out about that. Now, also coming up this week is on Wednesday, we resume the discussion.
That's right.
With the mayoral candidates.
That's right.
And many of the events that the city has been having and hosting, there are 10 names when you go to vote, because some of y'all already have. But there's only 4 that you mainly hear about. And that's just like, there's 22 candidates running for president, and you only hear about 2. The ones that are the rest of them,
that's
like
right.
The Cory Bookers and all, they like, what?
Yep.
How come you don't hear about? So in my normal tradition, I let them all share with you, because you just don't know. These people could pop up in another capacity, and you'd be like, I don't even know. I ain't heard nothing, but you'll hear from the next 2, and this we have 4 total left, and 6 have already come before us, and we're 5 and 1 didn't show. So coming up this week we'll have 2 more, and then the following Wednesday the last 2. So and you notice those commercials are heating up. Your mailbox is heating up.
Yes, they are.
Did you get a call on your cell phone yesterday about a survey on Nashville?
I think I did.
I took it.
Oh.
Yeah, I answered. Every time I get stuff like that, I give my opinion. And a lot of it, didn't take it?
I missed a lot of calls this week.
Oh, but that's right, because you
think
were busy.
I was, yeah.
Well, if you haven't gotten this survey yet, I meant to ask them. They called me. I was kind of half sleepy. But I did give my correct answers, though. I forgot to ask who's funding it. But the questions were pretty, you know, interesting and relevant, you know, on, they ask about the Convention and Visitors Corp. They ask about Butch Spearden, who heads it. They ask about the direction of downtown Nashville. They ask about, you know, affordable housing and issues involving that. They ask about some interesting things. They ask about Cooper and Barley. Swain.
Would that be, what do they call it? Opposition research?
It was whatever it was. They got my
okay.
Thoughts on it. Okay. And one of the questions was, do you feel that with the downtown, the structure with the tourism, is the tourism out of control? I mean, it was just really stuff. Yeah. It was all the stuff that people have been feeling here. And then, traffic and the infrastructure issue. It was important things that the citizens, and hopefully they don't just take the survey and say, okay, here's a survey. But they actually do some of these things that, you know, because I get let my opinion be heard, okay? You call me and ask me how I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you how I feel. And then they ask you, you know, of course, you're male, female, black or white, you know, black, white, Hispanic, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I think what year you were born in.
Okay.
Yeah, or something like that. Are you over 21 or whatever? So, I mean, it took about maybe 6 or 7 minutes, but it was worth it.
Okay.
Because the things that they ask were straight up the issues that people have been saying in Nashville, feeling, and, you know, inner city, urban.
That's right.
Suburban, spreading the wealth, that type of stuff. So if they call you again, go on and put your 25 cent in there. And I don't even know how long it's going to go on. The survey is going to go on. But they called me yesterday morning. So they call you.
I look forward to
it's
that.
It's not
one.
A telemarketer.
Yeah. Okay.
It's some survey somebody is taking. Anyway, when we come back, we're going to hit these headlines. Talk about Barry. That Barry has worried people to death all over the South, you know, down in tropical weather situation. And Louisiana taking a breath because it didn't turn out quite as bad as they had predicted. So we'll get the update on that, as well as a little bit on immigration and some other topics. But first, let's take a timeout, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
This weekend on Blues Time in the City, we got the birthday girls performing. Millie Jackson and Denise LaSalle. Their birthday is the next week.
Man, I cry like a baby.
And we also have Sir Charles Jones talking. He has the fast track blues sound bite. Join me, Arjun Bailey, the happiest man in America, for Blues Time in the City, where we give you the blues without giving you the blues, this weekend, right here. Catch Blues Time in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Support for WFSK comes from AEG Presents.
Grammy Award-winning Herbie Hancock is coming to Nashville August 11th at Ryman Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Herbie Hancock, August 11th at the Ryman. Sponsored by Nissan, proud partner of Ryman Auditorium. Produced by AEG Presents.
It's What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Hello, Nashville. Coming up Wednesday afternoon at 4, news from the community and after the traffic report, best-selling author Gary John Bishop will discuss his latest book on how to stop sabotaging yourself. And at 5 o'clock, so you want to be Nashville's next mayor. This week, the candidates in studio are John Sewell and at 5:30, Nolan Starnes. Your questions and comments are always welcome.
That's What's the 411 with Sharon Kay, twice a week, every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. and every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810. 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, to Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And before I look at Tennessee's headlines, let me talk tropical weather right quick. Out of New Orleans, a severe thunderstorm embedded in one of Barry's outer bands began rotating over Mississippi before dawn this morning, prompting a tornado warning. There were no immediate reports of any injuries or damage. The National Weather Service in Jackson says the storm early this morning was capable of producing a tornado near the small town of Ellsville, Mississippi. Ellsville is about 85 miles southeast of Jackson. And also, speaking of Tropical Storm Barry, that could harm the Gulf Coast environment. Some say in a number of ways, but scientists say it's hard to predict how severe the damage will be. That's because three distinct factors are coming together at once. The storm is expected to create a surge of up to 3 feet and bring torrential downpours, and Mississippi River levels are at record-setting highs. Experts say the storm could disrupt the Gulf of Mexico's dead zone by churning the waters and restoring oxygen. Yet, in the long run, it's likely to worsen the problem by increasing flows of nutrients such as nitrogen into the Mississippi and eventually the Gulf. The freshwater surge also could affect dolphins and some type of fish, while saturated ground could help storm winds topple trees. And those toppled trees really continue to cause those power outages all over the place, including us here when we have the storms, etc. Now, let's visit our own state and see what's up in Nashville. Republican Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is facing backlash for signing a proclamation ordering a day to honor Confederate General Nathan Bedford Forrest, an early leader of the Ku Klux Klan. Lee told reporters this week that a 1969 state law required him to sign the proclamation, but declined to say whether he believed the law should be repealed. Don't start my blood up this early.
He has no more. He can't say, you know what? That's when, as a leader.
No, he can't. Now, is he in lockstep or what? The proclamation designates July 13th as Nathan Bedford Forrest Day. Forrest was a Confederate cavalry general who had amassed a fortune as a plantation owner and slave trader in Memphis before the Civil War. But Friday, Lee was receiving pushback from both Republicans and Democrats for signing the proclamation. Texas Senator Ted Cruz tweeted signing it was wrong and urged Lee to change the law. Even Ted Cruz saw it. Help me, Jesus.
Exactly. That's ridiculous. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
No, that's the way it is.
If anything, he should be make legislate. Y'all need to change this.
No. Well, it's what's in his heart.
Exactly.
Okay.
And he who wears his faith on his sleeve should know better.
Well.
And I say that because the commercial said it. When he was running for office about how he was a man of faith and all the stuff that he did to help people, especially black people.
Let me remind you.
Oh, my gosh.
That it was the churches back in the day
that
were burning crosses and the church people. Okay? Let me just remind you, they use scripture
that is true.
To keep slaves in bondage. So I'm saying, I'm just saying. But I just, you know, because I know from the years of I had when Brenda Gilmore was representative, and all the times I would ask her about that bill she kept presenting to try to get Tennessee to say something against slavery, and every time they voted down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's clear that it is embedded in the fabric.
What's coming from those pulpits?
right.
Where do you worship again?
Well, it's embedded in the fabric of that institution up there that they refuse to say the war is over. Okay? They refuse. And, you know, that's a sign that there's plenty of work to still be done. So when they try again to remove statues and what have you, we'll see as the world turns in the state of Tennessee. Now, here's what's out of chat. A prosecutor says he's seeking state and federal help as he investigates potential excessive force during a Tennessee traffic stop strip search of a black man before his drug charge arrest. Hamilton County District Attorney Neil Pinkston says he's somewhat disturbed at footage of Wednesday's Sadie Daisy incident, involving sheriff's deputies subsequently placed on paid administrative leave. A deputy's affidavit says he stopped a car for dark tinted windows, smelled marijuana, and 41-year-old James Myron Mitchell said he smoked a joint, and another deputy found a small marijuana bag on him. It says Mitchell was combative, reached to his waistband, and a deputy kneed him. Dash camera footage shows deputies searching Mitchell's partly pulled-down boxers. It says Mitchell tried kicking him. A deputy hit him, and they found a 1.16-gram crack cocaine bag in Mitchell's underwear and a used syringe nearby.
Wow.
So we'll see how that one comes out in Chattanooga. Now, back to Nashville. President Donald Trump says U.S. Ambassador to Japan Bill Hagerty is running for Tennessee's open U.S. Senate seat. Trump broke the news in a tweet Friday afternoon, adding that the 59-year-old Republican candidate has the president's complete and total endorsement. Hagerty's spokeswoman did not immediately respond to a request to confirm Trump's announcement. He always announces everything on Twitter.
That's his thing.
Yeah, that's,
and
you know,
that's going to be his downfall.
He doesn't do formal announcements. He just tweets. So to him, they equal the same thing. The news comes a day after former Tennessee Governor Bill Haslam confirmed he won't run for the position, being vacated by outgoing Republican Senator Lamar Alexander that same day.
Mm-hmm.
The news came a day after former Tennessee Governor Haslam confirmed he won't run for the position, so they might have put their heads together, don't you think?
Yep.
They had a meeting of the minds, and he confirmed he's not running for the position, and That same day, Tennessee's U.S. Representative Mark Green also announced he won't run for Senate despite previously expressing interest. So they all put their heads together. Hagerty was once Haslam's economic development commissioner and would have been unlikely to run against his old boss. Well, that's, I guess, makes sense. Trauma surgeon Manny Sethi announced his entrance into the race last month. Other Republicans are expected to join. So we'll see how that situation turns out, because it's going to be probably in the headlines when they finally get together and decide who's going to be the one to run for Senator Alexander's long-held seat that many of these folks would love to, of course, be in. Now, here's what's going on in Owensboro, Kentucky. A Kentucky police officer has been suspended, largely without pay, after he admitted to sending racist text messages to an ex-girlfriend. According to the Owensboro Messenger Inquirer, Officer Stephen Phillips was suspended 26 days beginning July 3rd under a complaint opened by Police Chief Art Earlham in May. Phillips, who is white, signed a June 28th document accepting the suspensions. The documents obtained through a public records request described the text as racist, and they weren't provided in the message. Elam, who is African American, said Phillips reported the messages and provided a letter from his ex-girlfriend's attorney about them. Earlham said an investigation found no complaints of Phillips making racist comments in the community, and nothing suggested racial disparity in how Phillips arrested people. Phillips will receive some pay for mandatory K-9 training. So, we'll see. By tweet, by telephone, yeah. Telegraph, by text, I mean, Lord, the stuff never ends, man. It just never ends. All right. Now, I bet the people in New York thought it was never going to end.
Blackout.
Oh, yes. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio left the presidential trail in Iowa amid a massive power outage in Manhattan. Press Secretary Freddie Goldstein tweeted just before 10 p.m. last night that de Blasio was on his way back to NYC. Con Edison officials say a substation caused the power failure that began at 6:47 p.m. and affected 73,000 customers for more than 3 hours in Midtown Manhattan and the Upper West Side. Oh, I know they was tripping. 3 hours and no electricity?
And I've been through those.
And it's hot.
In New York, yeah.
Lord. De Blasio tweeted emergency management updates and lauded New Yorkers for responding to the blackout with that trademark NYC grin and toughness, grit and toughness. He was in Waterloo, Iowa at the time of the blackout, appearing alongside other presidential candidates at a Passport to Victory fundraiser. He was scheduled to appear at the Progress Iowa Corn Feed on Sunday. And you know, I'm from corn feed country, so you know, I get it. I get that. That's important stuff out there to those people. And he didn't probably get a chance to ask for any money. He had to go back home and do his job. Oh, I know he's like, man, I got to go be mayor in the city. Yeah. Blacked out.
Conspiracy.
I did not get to ask for no money.
Yeah.
Oh, I know it. But the people got their lights back. That's what's
up. That's what counts.
Yes, Lord. And so we need to, they'll be, I guess, telling us after they investigate why the 73,000 people were without power. That's a lot. And then two major portions, Midtown Manhattan and Upper West Side. That's big stuff right there. That's tourism.
And you know, and de Blasio had to come back because of,
are you kidding?
With it being, especially with it being New York and the fear of terrorism, he has to come back and make sure
there's so much
that he's all hands on deck and everything's going to be okay. And
you know, he has to put his priorities wherever they go.
Yep.
Because they will barbecue that man when he gets back home.
You didn't come back? You didn't
get right. Oh, yeah. We ain't going to be here. Bye.
Yeah. We all know this is a test pilot run for him, you know.
Well, I mean, he's way down
so
in
he
that.
So he needs,
he's in 0%.
Yeah.
He's one of the ones that I was talking about earlier. You know, it's 20-something.
And plus, he jumped in at the last minute. So, yeah.
He did. He did. He did. So.
I'm the only man on this stage who can say I've raised an African-American son.
Right.
That's because, that was a moment.
And all of them said, I don't think I have any. Let me see. Let me call Auntie.
Yeah.
Do I have any black? No.
I've had to teach my son about racial profiling.
I bet you have.
That's crazy.
And the son has an afro too, doesn't he?
Where that afro? I can't think of his name. But wherever he goes with his father on that campaign trail, that afro is that's one of those throwback from the 70s, right? That back in the
that's how you do. that is mayor, but I got the fro, Jay.
Yeah, where that fro? Come on.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
He's like, I ain't shame. and what's he gonna do when he's married to a sister? I wish he would tell her some stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know the boys, the young men now, they like them big. You know, or that unkempt look. You know, that's different from back in the golden oldies.
They even have a brush called the nappy brush.
Well, do they?
Yeah.
So your hair can be looking like.
Yeah, you have to use a brush. Yeah, make it knot up.
Well, you remember when the brothers used to like their pro was like perfect, like a bow.
Yeah.
It was just perfect. It wasn't a hair out of place.
Yeah.
They get them picks, you know, them afro picks.
Yeah, with the fist on the back. Yep.
Every hair was perfect.
Yeah.
It wasn't just shooting.
Yeah.
You know, because you had to look, they had to look suave for the ladies.
Yeah.
Those were the days. Anyway, let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Tennessee did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak. I'd walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
My head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
This has been a reminder from community-minded Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Alrighty, Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And coming up in the 8 o'clock hour is discussion will continue on optimizing happiness, pursuing it like crazy. Marjorie and Earl Gibbs are back. They're both researchers and authors and speakers on the subject of optimum happiness. Are you happy and you know it? Then go on and clap them hands, y'all. Go on and do it. Now, a couple of community notes. And, one right now, then I'll do my church announcement. I received this by email from John Spencer. He sent this to me a couple days ago about an organization he's working with in the community called the Parkwood Community Club. The Parkwood Bruins All-Star Baseball Team is headed to the 17 and under World Series. That's lovely. And on behalf of the Parkwood Community Club Incorporated, they are seeking some help from the community so they can raise the funds to cover the cost of the transportation from Nashville to Sterlington, Monroe, Louisiana, for to represent the region for the 17 team members and the two coaches who volunteer their time in this capacity. And they need to raise $15,000, and they need to do it rather rapidly. The trip includes the food, lodging, and uniforms. And the event is July 27th through August 2nd. So hopefully some people in the community will step up and sponsor the 2019 Parkwood Bruins All-Star Baseball Team. They're going to the 17 and under World Series. Now, wouldn't that be nice if they could represent Nashville, and in particular the Parkwood area? Now, to contact Mr. Spencer, his number is 615-944-5252. 615-944-5252. And, you know, the coaches are volunteers, and this is good for the boys. keep them off, you know, out of trouble and et cetera. And the Parkwood Community Club is the home to over 15 baseball and softball teams consisting of over 300 players, boys and girls, ranging from age 4 to 19. Now, that's a good program. And the community should get behind.
Yeah, that is true.
Because we talk about things for the children to do, and there's something for the children
there
to do.
Is.
And as usual, anything that we need resources, and there's never the money to do any of this stuff. But we always have the money for all these other things in Nashville, but never at this level. So give him a call, 615-944-5252. And he also has given us an email address, pwoodbaseball2@gmail.com. Do you remember when you was a kid and you played sports and baseball, neighborhood and stuff?
Yeah.
How much did that mean to you?
Everything. I grew up playing basketball. And so, you know, having, especially when you're not, you just want to play.
Mm-hmm.
And so having someone or a sponsor that comes in and, you know, helps you finance that is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And to get the uniforms and all that kind of stuff so they can feel
it. Sometimes, you know, we have to sell candy, you know, the world's finest candy and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, Yeah.
And just, you know, keeps the kids car out of washes, trouble.
Yeah.
And their focus can be
That's
on
right.
positive things
yeah.
for a change.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, we want to yeah. affect change in the community.
Mm-hmm.
It's ways like that that can get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also, this one here is one that I personally know about because I participate in it. Yours truly is the Mistress of Ceremonies for the annual Dr. Mae Alice Ridley annual prayer
okay.
breakfast.
All right.
You've been before. Isn't it lovely?
Yes.
Very nice.
Yes.
And the people is packing up and it's beautiful. And it's hosted by the Knights of Peter Claver, Ladies Auxiliary, and at St. Vincent de Paul Catholic Church at 1700 Hyman Street. And they have a beautiful, it's really just spirit-filled and, you know, just a good feeling they have there at that annual Dr. Mae Alice Ridley
yeah.
prayer breakfast.
Nice place to network, too.
Oh, yeah. It
Meet
was,
people,
yeah,
see people.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of people there.
Find out all the people who listen to you on the radio but don't never call in.
Oh,
I heard you also. Yeah.
That's you. Yeah, that's me. I know. My voice must not look anything like what I look like.
That's the
like.
Oldest line in radio, isn't it? Oh, that's what you look like.
Right. Is that a good thing or not?
Yeah.
But anyway, that's coming up. In August, and you all be sure to attend if you've never gone. It's Saturday, August 17th at 9. And they always have great, beautiful food and prayers and different denominations participating. It is really, really a lovely affair. And they do make everybody feel very, very welcome. And I look forward to it every year. Now, let's see. Have you voted yet?
Has early voting started?
It started on Friday.
Nope.
Okay.
I'll do it this week.
Now, the from now till Thursday is Howard
right
Office
here.
Building.
It's sitting right here in front
right.
of me. Yep.
I got the studio
That's right.
covered. You know, one
yep,
thing about me
yeah.
and running this radio station,
yep.
oh, y'all going to get the information.
Yep, here it is.
It's up to them to read it. But I put it in here on all this stuff. Now, Thursday. You can go to the Howard School all this week up until Thursday. And then I'm waiting until all the locations are
mm-hmm.
open so I can go up in my
yeah,
neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And starting on Friday the 19th, so that's starting on this Friday, then you can go to all the early voting locations from Friday, July 19th through Saturday the 27th. But the most important thing is you go and let your voice be heard. This is your community. These are important positions. All politics are local, down to your neighborhoods. And there are council seats. And there are mayor of Nashville is on that ballot and two amendments. It is crucial that Davidson Countyans get to cracking and vote. No excuses. None. You can't not vote and then sit around and complain about everything that's wrong in Nashville. Okay? Vote, vote, vote. And tomorrow, if they want to go to the Howard School office building on 2nd Avenue South, starting at 8 o'clock, it's 8 o'clock every morning. And then they're there till 5:30. And they're there late on Tuesdays and Thursdays until 7 in case your work schedule won't allow it. So no excuses. None whatsoever. Y'all vote and take somebody with you. A couple of quickies before I mention the Dish Network and DirecTV. I'm so pissed.
Oh, what happened?
I hate to say pissed on the radio,
yeah.
but I am.
What happened?
Well, I was a direct customer,
mm-hmm.
and then AT&T ate them up.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Right, yes. I mean, I didn't want a bundle.
Yeah.
I wanted separate. But equal.
Gotcha.
And then when AT&T, my phone company,
okay.
bought them, I was like, y'all
yeah,
make me
this
sick.
This is going to be, yeah.
I knew how the service was going to be.
Okay.
And that's not what I wanted. I was happy with DirecTV when
yeah.
it was just DirecTV.
Yeah.
But then when they got eaten up, it's not the same. Because you know now there's this dispute with the Nexstar. Oh. I can't see Channel 2 anymore.
Wow.
Okay. And I love my friends over there.
And that's local.
Yes. I can't watch the local news.
Yeah.
Okay. And now on the DirecTV, they can't watch, I'm not going to be able to watch Channel 4.
That's.
I mean, some stuff ought to not be in the package.
Yeah.
It should just be boom.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to get.
Yeah.
Going to get. And so we woke up last week and I was like, because I like to flick around and see what everybody's doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's this message up on here on Channel 2? I can't watch them. What? You know, I like to check around and see who's on top of things up in the city and how they cover. But, you know, more than 120 stations and 97 markets across the country, which include ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC stations, went dark last week.
Wow. Well, I bet they're hearing complaints.
After Nexstar and AT&T were unable to reach an agreement, both sides said its competing statements that each blame the other for the blackout. Well, you know what? If we had our druthers and we had our choices up in here, none of us would want any of y'all in the first place. We just want to watch TV. Okay, that's what we want to do. Oh, Lord. So, you know, while these people carry on, you know, this, oh, Lord. You know, you just make everything so expensive and complicated. And now you're probably going to up and raise these prices up for me to watch the TV station down the street. You know, you just remove people's stuff. And then next thing you know, they sitting up here paying all this stuff and can't even see what's going on in the town they live in. That's low down. I don't like that. If that's the American way, we need to work on that one. I do not like that. And that's why one company owning everything is no good. They mess it up. So that's how I feel on that subject. And those of you who are customers of either one of those services, you know what I'm saying. Because they cut your stuff off too. You can't watch Channel 2 anymore. And then the dish people won't be able to see Channel 4. I mean, you know, that's just ridiculous.
Did they warn anybody? Did they warn you?
Well, I mean, probably if I'd have read the paper the day before, I would have known it.
But you should have still
more. That morning I woke up on July 4th and I couldn't see the news on Channel 2 and they had this message on there.
But that's major.
Oh, of course.
It's going to take people's local,
you know, and I'm like, what? So, you know, I was unhappy about that. Anyway, a couple of quick things as we head up to the very, very top of the hour. The vast majority of the nation's 10,000 election jurisdictions are using Windows 7 or an older operating system to create ballots, program voting machines, tally votes, and report counts. That from an Associated Press analysis. Saying analysis on an early Sunday morning is something should be. I should stop trying to do that. That's significant because Windows 7 reaches its end of life on January 14th. Meaning Microsoft stops providing technical support and producing patches to fix software vulnerabilities which hackers can exploit. Uh-oh, Russia. In a statement to the AP, Microsoft says it will offer continued Windows 7 security updates for a fee. Oh, my God.
A fee, of course.
Through 2023. And then we're going to have to pay the vote. Oh, Lord.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. But it's unclear whether that often hefty expense will be paid by vendors operating on razor-thin profit margins or cash-strapped jurisdictions. Or, and this is not in the story, but I'm saying, or us. Because you know we're going to get stuck in the end.
Yep.
It is also uncertain if a system running on Windows 10, which has more security features, can be rolled out by primary season. Enter Russia, okay? Enter.
And maybe China.
Enter. Wow. Whew. There's a lot there. There is a lot. Thank you, technology. Anyway, we're coming back with the happy couple, Earl and Marjorie and Earl Gibbs. We're pursuing optimum happiness. Can we get there before 9 o'clock? Anyway, let's take a time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.